Oh yeah, here we come, Joseph. Another installment of the Bart and Bomby Show. We're doing it live on our new day. It's Thursday. We're gonna have a little SC show for you. Might have a special guest, but in the meantime, it's me and Brozif talking NBA Finals.
Yeah, man.
I know you're dying for me to drop the song so you could just dig into the heat, but don't wait for the song, man. Go for it. Let the people know what you thought of that Game 4 performance.
You don't want to drop the song? We're just going to dive right into this shizzle?
Oh, no, man. You know what we do. We go blah, 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 and then we drop the song, and then we go blah, 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 blah. But I know you're chomping at the bit to lay into LeBron and Dwayne. So who goes first? Who are you going to dump on first? The big dog or the wannabe big dog?
If I'm talking about the wannabe big dog, I'd be talking about LeBron. I'll tell you right now, man, D-Wade is sick, man. Just watching him in these finals just makes you realize he's clearly the best player on this team. No wonder LeBron wanted to go and ride his coattails. I mean, he's insane, and he's playing lights out. They really need to figure out that he shouldn't be bringing the ball up the court. I mean, I've been watching the last couple of games. I'm just thinking to myself, why does he have the ball in his hand? Like, someone else needs to pass him the ball and get him an open look, because it seems like every time he shoots, he really just doesn't miss. And he's playing insane defense. It's crazy watching this kid play. I mean, you have to think that he's got to be the third best shooting guard ever behind Jordan and Kobe. I can't think of someone who's better. And then you look at LeBron, and he's turtling, man. He's turning into a little turtle. He's sticking his head, and he's regressing right into his shell. Tonight's game, we're doing this before the show. We're doing this before the game, obviously, and no one really knows that because we're a podcast and people listen to us all week. Tonight's game 5 of the finals is going to make or break LeBron's career. Put it down. I'm telling you, man, if he comes out and gets 12 points and does another disappearing act, he's never going to live it down. LeBron knows he needs to come out and drop 30 tonight. I'm curious to see if he's going to do it. Like I said, man, I like LeBron as the player. I don't like LeBron for his childish, selfish actions that he's done over the last couple of years. I mean, I've been a fan of him since he was in high school, but tonight's the night, man. Tonight he either takes a shizzle or he gets off the pot, and that's that.
Yeah, this is what the finals are all about. When a guy gets bounced out in the second round, when a guy gets bounced out in conference finals, you really can't make an honest assessment. This is what it's all about. It's finals time. LeBron has shown flashes of dominance. Now it's time to be dominant the entire game. He needs to own this game. We know what D-Wade can do. Everybody knows what D-Wade can do. With his back to the wall, with only Shaq and Udonis Haslem, D-Wade can bring a title home. Can he bring a title home without a number two like Shaq down low? Can he bring a title to Miami with another wing player as the number two? I don't know. Now, if Bosch and Wade step up and both go for 30, obviously this conversation is a little bit moot. Miami will roll if those two go for 30. But bottom line, Joey, LeBron's going to step up, or it's the end of the finals for them. I think they're going to get bounced out in 6 if they lose tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, tonight, realistically, man, I think tonight decides the series. I mean, if Dallas loses tonight, I can't see them winning 2 in a row in Miami. To me, this is an absolute must-win for Dallas. I'm really bummed that they lost that game 3, man, because tonight I'd be going for my big parlay from my Vegas, but this is rough. If they lose tonight, I don't see them winning this. If Miami loses, they have hope. They're going home. They play well at home. I still think Miami has a chance. To me, Dallas loses this game, it's done. They got to win tonight. I think they can definitely steal one in Miami. I don't think they're going to steal 2. So this is it, man. I mean, everyone's talking about LeBron. Everyone's talking about how he's choking. He's tired. He's being more of a facilitator, which, again, is you want to hear that, but not in the finals. You know what I mean? So he needs to step up. And if he doesn't, I mean, I don't know if the Heat can beat Dallas with LeBron not stepping up. I mean, every shot he took was a brick. I don't know how many shots he made. I mean, well, it was like, I don't know. I feel like he shot like 3 out of 13 in that last game. It was not pretty. So he's not looking good. He's got to get off tonight. I mean, he wasn't really hustling as much as you normally see him do, especially on the defensive end. I'm kind of shocked. But then again, I saw a pretty crazy stat. He's played more minutes than any other Heat player by like 50 minutes. since the last two rounds of the playoffs. So he's definitely wearing down, I think. But he's young, man. He's 26. You can't say that. He's in his prime. So tonight's the night, LeBron. Either you do it or you don't. I'm pulling that you don't, just because I don't want to see this whole spectacle you guys made at the beginning of the year come true. If you're going to get one, I hope it's not this season. But I'm pulling for Dirk. I'm pulling for the Mavs, as sad as that is to say. They're winning with confidence, and they're winning with class. Dirk's looking ridiculous. He's playing out there with 102 temperature, still scoring the game-winning baskets. They look like they're the team to beat, and if they don't lose, they don't beat them tonight, I think Dallas is hurt.
I like you pulling that stat out of thin air. Usually it's bad practice when we're on the air to be throwing out stats, pulling them out of our A. I think you said 3 for 13. LeBron was 3 for 11. Absolutely horrible. 0 for 3 from three-point land. I feel like he's got a bit of a tough task here in terms of keeping his energy up. Joe mentioned it. The guy's fading a little bit, and you ask yourself why. They're asking him to do a lot. I mean, when you look at that Miami bench, besides Udonis Haslem, there's not enough there to really, you know, say, wow, they're a deep team. They're not a deep team. Their rotation, it goes nine deep, but realistically, it's only Haslem, Miller, and Chalmers, so it's only eight deep. And there's no defensive help besides Udonis Haslem. Mike Miller, Mario Chalmers will never be confused as shutdown defenders. Udonis Haslem's a man's man. But bottom line, LeBron, Bosch, and Joel Anthony are being asked to be the defensive stalwarts. And LeBron is getting it done on the defensive side. He led the Miami Heat last game with six defensive rebounds, as opposed to Bosch's five. That's unacceptable from Bosch, Joel Anthony, Udonis Haslem. If those big dogs get it done, LeBron can get it done on the other side of the floor. We're going to see who's who. We're going to see what's what. But it wouldn't be an NBA Finals show, Joe, if we didn't drop the song on them. I love our show, Joey. Most people hold their predictions for the end. You and I just throw them right out at the top. If Miami goes down tonight, I think they're in deep trouble. I think they're out in six. I'm on record, not backing off that. Prove me wrong, Miami. Step up and prove me wrong, baby. I got Dallas all the way in this thing, Joe. I'm confused a little bit by Sean Marion being on the bench at the end of last game. But bottom line, I'll let that slide because Dallas pulled out a three-point W.
I'm confused with a lot of the moves that both these coaches are making. What did Eddie House do to Spoelstra? What did he do? Did he date his daughter?
Seriously.
Did he wreck his car? I mean, what did he do? Has the guy even played 1 minute?
James Jones? What about James Jones?
Yeah,
you and I know this guy from Phoenix, pretty damn decent baller, and he cannot get a minute in there.
They're in the, they're down by 3 points, right? And I'm listening to the announcers, and they're like, oh, well, they got Bosch, and Bosch can pull up for three. I'm like, where the hell is Eddie House? Eddie House is like one of the best three-point shooters in the league. They got James Jones. I believe he just won the three-point shooting contest in the All-Star game, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, what are they thinking? I don't see these guys. Are they injured? These are guys that you would think would be in, and they're not even sniffing the floor. I'm so confused, man.
I feel like Spoelstra is one of the best X's and O's coaches in the league. I feel like if you want to know what the odds say you should do, you call Spoelstra. Hey, Spoelstra, what do I do in this situation? He'll tell you exactly what the numbers say, what you should probably do. I think he's sticking to the small rotation because that's what he's seen work in the past. But bottom line, Eddie House can catch fire. James Jones can catch fire. And there's really not a lot of guys besides D-Wade and LeBron that you can say that about. I mean, Mike Miller got 15 minutes, and he got 6 points. He banged two threes, but I mean, could Eddie House or James Jones not bang two threes in 15 minutes? I'm pretty sure that they could, Joseph.
If I'm not mistaken, bro, Eddie House was lighting us on fire last year when he was on Boston. I mean, he's one of those players that can catch heat and you're just like, oh my God, get the ball out of his hands, please. And he gets like an attitude about him, and I don't understand why him and James Jones are just both riding the pine. I just don't get it. I'm completely and utterly shocked.
Yeah, Joe, I feel like, look, Spoelstra has proven himself to me. He belongs in this league. He's a head coach in this league. And hell, he could probably have a real long, successful career in Miami. The boys over there seem to love him. Pat Riley, he's Riley's guy. But gosh, I just, when you've got two guys that in my mind can score 10 points in 5 minutes, I mean, these guys can just ignite. And you're not even giving them any minutes, and yet you're giving Chalmers 29. I like Chalmers. I think he's a good defensive player. He doesn't get exposed a lot. He had 6 assists last game, 3 steals. Obviously, that's solid. But really, Chalmers gets 30. Mike Miller gets 15 minutes, and these other guys get 0. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. You're putting the pressure on LeBron and Dwayne, and I guess that's what you want. But Spoelstra, bottom line, man, if you guys fall, don't only blame the star players. Look to yourself as well.
I was really impressed with the way Carlisle has been actually using his players. I mean, you watch Dirk's in there for 3 minutes burst, obviously with him being sick in the last game. But my point is that he's keeping everybody fresh. Him having Barea start and bringing Stevenson off the bench, it keeps these guys fresh. I think he's doing a great job with his rotation. Realistically, he's using everybody on the bench. I mean, you know he's using everybody when Brian Cardinal's in there playing. And it's just shocking to me again. Use Eddie House. Come on, man. I'm an Eddie House fan. Get him out there. Let him drain some threes. You and I called this. I'm hearing what's going on. LeBron's saying this is the most important game of his career. You got Dirk Nowitzki saying this is our game 7. You and I have both touched on both these things. If LeBron doesn't come out tonight, he's done. If Nowitzki doesn't come out tonight, they're done. I'm telling you, man, this is a huge game. I'm really excited to have the night off to watch it. Hopefully you'll be cruising over later to maybe catch it with me. I mean, this is it, man. This is the game 7 to me. Whichever team wins this one has a really good chance of winning this, because I'll tell you, and it's got to be Dallas has got to have more heat on them, because if they lose, it's going to be really tough to go to Miami and win 2 in a row.
Yeah, I feel like Dallas could pull out a game 6. They're not going to pull out 2 in a row in Miami. This game means everything to them. In terms of Miami, I'm not sure it means everything, but if I were them, I wouldn't want to go back to Miami and just see what happens while we're down 3-2. That crowd is quiet over there. If Dallas jumps down their throat in game 6, could be a long, long offseason. And hey, Joe, got a little treat for you, man. I told all our fans that we got an SC football show coming up a little later. And my man just walked in, defensive back, USC Trojans, here to talk a little NBA and USC football. Tony Burnett, baby, thanks for coming in, man.
No problem. How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. This is exciting. First baller in the booth for us, man. We can get guys on the phone. Tough to get them in the booth and have that quality audio. Joe and I are talking Miami Heat, Dallas Mavericks. Tell us who you got.
Okay, I got the Mavericks. Got to go with the Western Conference. They put my Lakers out, so, you know, I'm rooting for them. I don't like either team personally, but I like the Mavericks. I mean, I dislike the Mavericks a little less than I dislike the Heat. So, you know, I'll roll with the Mavericks for the series in 6.
For sure. You're choosing between the lesser of two evils, just like in politics.
Yeah.
Choose the one you hate the least and go with it. That's the scenario Joe and I are in. It's like sandpaper on the tongue saying, go Dallas.
Right.
But bottom line is, we can't get behind the Miami thing. They got the talent. They got the three ballers. Before you walked in, we were just ripping into that bench. Eddie House, James Jones cannot buy a minute. Cannot buy a minute in these playoffs. And for the life of us, Joe and I can't understand why.
You know, it's serious out there. You know, I don't think the coaches even want to take that risk trying to play those guys. I think they want to keep their best 5, I guess, to 7 out on the court. But, you know, I feel like Dallas will eventually outplay Miami. I feel like the superstars will get burnt out. And, you know, like has been happening at the end of a couple of games, you know, Dallas will step up to the plate and Miami won't.
Big time. I completely agree. You just walked in. I hit you with a couple questions. We'll let you pop a couple windows open if you want. Joe, let's talk about this scenario. Dallas Mavericks, I believe they're the better bench. All those guys can get it done. Barea moves into the starting lineup. What did you think about Barea moving into that starting lineup, Joseph?
I mean, he's looking really bad in the finals, which kind of bumps me out because, you know, we saw him slice us up when we played him, but he's not really looking good. But what he's doing is he's causing other guys to be open. He's not shooting well, but he's breaking down their defense. I think it's a great move because I think it's wearing out. Having D. Wade and having Chalmers and Bibby and these guys chasing him around, I think it definitely is helping Dallas out. I like seeing Stevenson in there towards the end of the game to put him on LeBron to give him some defense, but he's not shooting the way he could be. If he can start knocking down some shots, he's going to be an incredible point guard in this league and in these finals.
So we're all on record. All three of us got Dallas rolling it. Let's talk about the superstars specifically. If we could start a team, if all three of us, and we'll start with Joe, if all three of us could start a team with any one of these three guys in their prime, Dirk, LeBron, D-Wade, Joseph, tell the people who you got.
God, man, you're really going to ask this?
Come on now. Got to answer Kobe? The tough ones.
Besides Kobe, I would say D-Wade, and I've said it before. I think he is an incredible player. I think him and LeBron are both crazy athletes, but when it comes down to clutch, I got to give it to D-Wade. He's proven it. He's proving it again. So if I had to start with one, I'd go with D-Wade. When it comes to two and three, that's kind of a toss-up just because Dirk is now really showing that he has the clutchness about him. In the past, he's always been soft, and he's kind of faded away. He's always had a great offensive game, but defensively and whatnot, he's not that great. You know, they obviously all play different positions as well, but I would have to go D-Wade, LeBron, then Nowitzki.
Stabbing Nowitzki in the back despite calling him in six. Huh? I like that. It's honest. TB, who you got out of those three?
I go with D-Wade. The thing that I've known D-Wade for, you know, is being a finisher. I think the issue now is that with him and LeBron being on the same team, you know, I don't think that their communication is really down to where it needs to be. So I think towards the end of the game, it creates a sense of confusion because, you know, it's like, okay, who's going to close the game for us? And I think that's what's going on now because it's like, you know, D-Wade sometimes out there like, am I going to get the ball? Is LeBron going to take the shot? Where before when it was, he knew it was his team, you know, it was I'm going there, you know, fall down seven, get up eight. You know, that was his whole thing. So I would take D-Wade by himself. I just think that D-Wade is the best player.
I got to agree just because it's nearly impossible to get those once-in-a-generation guards. I feel like the big guys, you can teach them. I mean, remember when Dirk came into the league, no post-up game, no rebound game. People pushed him around. Now it looks like any defensive rebound belongs to Dirk. Dirk had 11 boards last game, all of them defensive rebounds. He was not going to allow offensive tip rebounds make him look like a fool, get those second chance points. So I feel like the big guys, you can coach him up a little bit better. Andrew Bynum, he went from really overweight at 17 to a project who was banging at 19 with Shaq to a guy who showed flashes of dominance last year. Let's be honest. He looked amazing. So I feel like those young guys, you could coach him up. You can't coach up Killer Instinct. That look in D-Wade's eye, you cannot coach that. Ask LeBron. LeBron's been trying to get that look in his eye for 8 years now. It still hasn't happened. I'm not sure it will happen. I got Dallas in six, Joe. You got Dallas taking this one, Joseph. TB, who you got tonight?
I got the Mavs taking this one. You know, I think the Mavs know consequences of taking a loss tonight and having to go on the road in Miami try to grab two. So, you know, I think they come out with the chip on their shoulder. They take this one, you know, and settle with the fact that they could take one in Miami, and I think they take the first one in Miami to win the series in six.
Boom. My exact prediction right there. Go for it,
Joe. I like Dallas in six, too, man. I think, but obviously it comes down to tonight. Dallas loses tonight, it's done. I mean, we've talked about that before. Before we go, Nooney, the only thing I want to talk about, and I hate to steer your show, man, I want to talk to you about Iguodala and coming to the Clippers. Have you heard about this rumor?
Absolutely. That makes sense to me from a Clippers perspective.
If AI comes to the Clippers, man, and I'm talking about Andre Iguodala, I might have to be a Clippers and Lakers fan because him and Blake Griffin on the same team is insane. That would make the Clippers actually relevant. And I'm going to say this now. I think the Clippers could actually make the playoffs next season with an all-star like Iguodala.
Playoffs?
And, I mean, dude, when you look at Chris Kaman, he's another big body that can't stay healthy. I'm shocked that the Sixers even want to make this trade. And I think if the Clippers can pull this off, wow.
We all knew that you're a guy who's all about the bottom line, Joe, but damn, Laker and Clipper fan, look at you. Look at you. Have some self-respect. Hey, full disclosure, TB, Joseph, used to be a UCLA fan when they had something going. Hey, Joe, is there anything you want to ask a real baller?
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. We talked about this a couple shows ago, man. I have no idea what the NCAA is doing. I feel so bad for what they're putting all these sanctions on USC. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know, man. College football, to me, we've talked about it, dude. I don't like the politics in it, and I don't like the fact that there's not a tournament like there is with basketball. Those are my two knocks on college football, man. It drives me nuts, dude, seeing these things happen, especially to USC, to players that weren't even here when it happened 5 years ago, you know?
Tell me about it. When I see a guy like TB, all these other young guys that have their stuff together, doing what they're supposed to be doing, and paying someone else's debt, it makes me sick. Don't get us started, Joe. We're going to get into that next show. I know you never need an excuse to rip into the NCAA. Joe, man, thanks for letting me get you on the line for this show. I got to drop a song, and I got to get out of here, player. There it is. Joe and I did the damn thing. Dropped a little NBA show on you. It wasn't my main goal today. Main goal today was SC football show, and I got that for you. Tune in, and I'll holler at y'all next week.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. The station. Platform ticket, restless deep.